From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A U.S. appeals court has rejected the Trump administration's request to reinstate a temporary travel ban from seven countries. The early Sunday ruling by a court of appeals in San Francisco came after the U.S. Justice Department filed an appeal in response to a federal judge's decision Friday. In a series of tweets Sunday, the president said Americans should blame the judge and the court system if anything happens as a result of the ruling. Vice President Mike Pence told Fox News Sunday, foreign policy decisions should not be made by judges.
We don't appoint judges to our district courts to conduct foreign policy or to make decisions about our national security. Under statutory law and under the Constitution, that authority belongs to the President of the United States.
Mike Pence. Officials in Afghanistan say an avalanche caused by heavy snowfall struck a remote village Sunday in the eastern province of Nuristan. They say at least 50 people were killed, putting the nationwide death toll in the past 3 days to nearly 100 in such incidents. Another avalanche hit a village around the same time in the northern Chitral region of Pakistan, killing at least 16 people. Serbs in Kosovo's ethnically divided city of Mitrovica Sunday tore down a wall that ethnic Albanians say aggravated tensions in the area. Bulldozers quietly knocked down the 2-meter concrete barrier after talks between ethnic Albanians and the city's Serb minority. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini said the agreement shows both sides were demonstrating courage and vision by taking down walls. Tensions between Serbs and ethnic Albanians in Mitrovica have simmered since Kosovo declared independence in 2008. This is VOA News. After 6 days of huge public protests, Romania's Social Democrat government on Sunday repealed a cabinet decree that would have shielded many politicians from prosecution for corruption. The move by the government came as tens of thousands of demonstrators jammed Bucharest's Victory Square for a sixth straight night of protests, widely seen as the largest anti-government rallies since the 1989 fall of dictator Nicolae Ceausescu. President Donald Trump says that he respects Russian President Vladimir Putin, but he's not sure the two of them will get along. Fox News host Bill O'Reilly told the president that Mr. Putin was a killer, and the president responded by likening the United States to Russia, saying, "We've got a lot of killers." President Trump also said that he would put Vice President Mike Pence in charge of a commission to investigate allegations of voter fraud during the November 8th election. French judicial sources say Abdallah Al-Hammami, the man suspected of attacking French soldiers outside the Louvre Museum in Paris, is refusing to speak with investigators. The suspect's father told the Associated Press his son is not a terrorist. He said he trusted the French judiciary to find the truth behind the charges against his 28-year-old son.
Chacun en convient. L'Union européenne est un échec.
Speaking to supporters in the city of Lyon, French far-right leader Marine Le Pen called for putting France first. That theme echoes a slogan used in America by Donald Trump during his election campaign. Opinion polls shows Le Pen in the lead for the first round in the presidential election. In her speech Sunday at the National Front Party Congress, she also attacked mass immigration, globalization, and Islamic fundamentalism. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari will be staying in London longer than he had planned, waiting for the results of health tests. Officials released no details on his health or a date for his return. There are media reports that Syrian troops advanced Sunday, chipping away a territory held by the Islamic State group. Forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad are concentrating on the nation's north, as well as the cities of Damascus and Palmyra. Government-aligned forces have said they've moved closer to the town of Al-Bab. Ukraine says two of its soldiers have been wounded while fighting separatist forces in the east, and the rebels there report mortar fire by government forces. At least 33 people have been killed since the recent increase in violence. The New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons are in the midst of Super Bowl 58. Right now, Atlanta in the lead. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.